It's our Triple M AMA review. Who covers clangers on and off the field? Amy does. Tom Rockliffe, Red Biglands, sum that one up for us, boys. What are they thinking in both camps after tonight?
Yeah, pretty good performance and really good game in the end. The Adelaide Crows were pretty brave throughout the night, and they were right in that, even in the last quarter when they got that Ben Keys goal. But Melbourne just found a way to respond at the important time, and had they been more accurate in front of goal, they could have opened them right up. I mean, they've ended up with 24 scoring shots to 15, but a really good contest for most of the night, and at the end of the day, it was just Melbourne's class that prevailed.
And Adelaide, we've gone into this match wanting repeat stoppages. They ended up losing the clearance count for the match. So, and Melbourne actually scored 7 goals from this score source at stoppages. So whilst their one wood is to continue to have that pressure around the footy, then they're going to need to have that ball use, and that's where Melbourne beat them. Their ball use was far superior, particularly on the outside and through their wings.
For the D's, are they back, obviously, because they had that run where they lost their 3, then they had the bye, terrific against your old mob, Brisbane, last week. Then again, when it had to happen, 8-4 in the second half, Rocky, they're looking good, and they've got to go up against the Cats on Thursday night at GMHBA.
Yeah, they were impressive tonight. They did what they needed to win. They were really good last week. Their next 5 games are really big for them. They've got Geelong, as you said, then they take on Port Adelaide at Alice Springs, the Western Bulldogs, Fremantle over in Perth, and then the Pies. So I think they're ticking all the boxes at the moment, and we know how close the competition is now, that they've got to continue to win games of footy to finish on top.
It's introducing the Australiano, made with McCafe Coffee, chai and native Australian wattle seed. As we look back at this one, Melbourne home by 29 points. Just around the grounds for Choice Hotels earlier today, the Bombers by 9 points over Sydney. And we'll be taking you to the Cats and Kangaroos. Baz Denner, the People's Caller, with Jack Hebron, Dale Thomas and Kate McCarthy doing that one. Of course, the other game tonight, the Suns and the Pies. Melbourne home by 29 points. Anything else, boys, out of tonight's game? Obviously, the Cats, a big game for Melbourne next week, as you touch on, Rocky.
Yeah, it is. It's a big game for Melbourne, and I think for the Crows, it's just how they operated. Do they play the 3 tools inside 50 again? Not sure it actually worked for them tonight. Fogarty was pretty quiet, and we know he hurt his finger early on in the game.
Yeah, it seemed to work when they had Thilthorpe in the ruck, so that balance of 3 tools might not have worked. They take on the Hawks at Marvel, the Crows, then the Pies here at Adelaide Oval, the Swans at the SCG, and the Blues at Adelaide Oval.
Matty Crouch had 42 in the sandful today, 11 clearances, 2 goals. Will he get back in, Biggles?
Yeah, it's time for him to come back in, you would have thought, surely, just for that little bit of extra sharp ball use around the centre of the ground.
The Triple MVP award for homeloans.com.au. Homeloans.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans. Who got the votes today?
Well, this is the first time ever Rocky and I have agreed on this. He's doing it. We've agreed on the votes. First time ever since I reckon McDonald's at 3 in the morning that night, wasn't it?
Yes, Clayton Oliver, very stiff. He had 35 disposals and 13 tackles. Didn't feature, but Jordan Dawson for the Adelaide Crows with 1 vote. He was very good for them. He had 25 kicks at 80%, 650-odd metres gain. I thought Langdon on the wing, he was super tonight. He ended up with the 33 disposals, 1 goal. But best on ground for us was Christian Petrarca tonight. He had the 33 disposals, kicked the 3 goals, and he was everywhere in that forward half and had a really important game.
So Petrarca, the Triple MVP award for homeloans.com.au. Homeloans.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans. So what's the key takeout from this game, boys, for Melbourne, and what's the key takeout for Adelaide?
Still reckon there's improvement in the Melbourne side, no doubt. They're still missing stars, of course. Adelaide's pressure, I think they need to have another asset to their game. Rather than just pressure, they need extra ball use and they need speed of ball movement.
But they need to go to work on their skills really hard, the Adelaide Crows.
Well, that is us done the Twilight game. Good stuff, Soda. Good to have you on board. The Drop, Theodoropoulos, Rocky, Biggers. We've got the J-Man, Adam, the team. All good stuff. We're about to take you to the Cats in North Melbourne for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.